The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
It's like waving a red flag in front of a bull to say, if you guys don't do what I want, I'm going to do it on my own. And the president's done that on Obamacare. He's done it on immigration and threatening to do it again.
How about that? Mitch McConnell, who said he has a cordial relationship with the president, is not buying the whole executive orders thing. Oh, my. It's going to be a long 2 years. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. McConnell now the Senate Majority Leader. It was all about red on Tuesday, and now it's about reality. Will the president work well with Congress? Will the Congress work well with the president? Or will we see a lot of sidestepping, two-stepping, and darts thrown? I have to say, I think we're going to see a lot of darts being thrown. I do. I think it's going to be a tough 2 years, and that's what we're going to be talking about, that nobody can work together and that the president's blocking, and that's what the Republicans will say. And then the president will say, well, no, I told the Republicans I would not sign anything to repeal Obamacare, and he's not going to do anything on immigration because there's going to be a push to change something there. So a long 2 years. Get ready for a long 2 years. It was a very long night for Democrats who say, a lot of people say they were stunned at races that they thought were in the bag, were won, but they weren't on second thought in the bag. And as a result, 69 House seats were lost and picked up by the Republicans, and that's the most since Truman. So who estimated what was going on? Clearly, we talked about it for months leading up to this, that it wasn't looking good for the Democrats. But I thought some of them would come down to the wire, and they did. And they went the way of the Republicans for the most part. How about races like this one featuring Martha Coakley? Now, there is a disastrous Democratic candidate who found her way into politics and quickly found her way out of politics. She conceded in the governor's race. Charlie Barker ends up getting that deal. And you think of Coakley, and she was the attorney general for Massachusetts, running for governor. Didn't make a lot of sense after a couple of things that had happened along the way. She was first elected as the AG in like mid-2000s, and then she was thrust into the national spotlight after that, and maybe thought that she enjoyed what was happening there, so tried for the governor's office, and gave it a ride, but absolutely was not the favorite of the people who were voting in Massachusetts. What's interesting about Martha Coakley's run is in Massachusetts, you kind of concede. You kind of realize that the Democrats, if they're breathing, have a much better shot than the Republicans, but that wasn't the case at all in the Coakley situation. In fact, here's what Coakley had to say afterwards.
We all believed in the same things: equality, opportunity, giving people a fair shot. And that merger of all of our staff and volunteer, the reason that we did so well yesterday, and I want to thank you for that.
All right, Coakley had a gloomy kind of press conference where she formally conceded the gubernatorial race and just kind of tried to make the best of it. It was a narrow loss, so she was, thought to be in it all the way along, but just not enough time, and she opened herself up for criticism in a couple of different areas, and she never really reached the people strongly enough. Although some say in one of the stories in the paper was that she is redeemed even in the loss. So she was the one woman in the three-candidate Democratic primary and then systematically went through and had the, you know, had the nod. So Martha Coakley, not the governor, falling short and Massachusetts going in a different direction, surprising to some and not so surprising to others. It was that kind of a night. It was the kind of night where you could really smash the crystal ball and everything that goes along with it, because it was tough to figure out why certain things happened in the midterm elections and why people who seemingly were incumbents, and they were incumbents and they seemed to be saying the right stuff, why is it that they fell down? Why did the Democrats have such a tough time? And I think it's because of some of the things that have been dragged down in many cases, and because of the frustration over the Ebola gaps, over immigration problems, over prosecution problems, like the Fast and the Furious, they just released the book of the tomb of everything that happened during those proceedings, and that's making people pretty furious about the timing of it. So we look at the Senate majority and control of Congress heading into next year. So this is it bipartisan cooperation? The only bipartisan cooperation really would be with the White House. And are they going to get that? And you've just heard me go through that dissertation of what the sticking points would be, and I don't think so. So are Republicans going to keep the Senate in 2016? Are they going to build some kind of a foundation that will help their majority through the next couple of cycles, or no? Because now they control the game, and what are they going to do with it? What are they going to do to maintain through 2016? They have the shot now that they have the majority. And to turn over quickly the way it did, wow. And this affects Hillary Clinton, I think, and this affects anybody on the Democratic side who's running, if the Republicans can take the huge night and carry it on for the next year or two. And there'll be pressure to do that. I've been one of the happiest people on election night was Rents Priebus, the guy who was running the show for the Republicans. Because this takes some of the heat off of him. I mean, you even had a governor's overturn. You had a lot of state politics where the Republican was chosen. So it makes you wonder, huh? Speaker of the House John Boehner constantly reminded us that hundreds of bills have passed the House that now remain trapped in the Senate. So the talking point is not going to be, will no longer exist under this massive Republican control. That whole narrative is dead. I mean, it is dead. All right, hang with us, everyone. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation.
Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Talked about Scow and the fact that we were going to let you hear the story about Gary Webb. I got so many requests for it, so many requests. I think the most I've ever gotten to hear an interview where you just heard a piece of it or missed something and didn't want to download and try to find it or whatever the case would be. So this is your chance to hear it. He was great. He talks about investigative journalism and how it's crappy now, and it's just at a point, unfortunately, where major papers aren't affording the luxury of, because now it's like a luxury to have an investigative reporter, and that's how you kept them honest. That's how you got the Pentagon Papers. That's how you got Watergate, because reporters had a chance to breathe, and they could investigate, and they could work sources. Now, half the time, you even have to have a source. Well, somebody said, or X, Y, Z, and I grew up in that same journalism era where in working in that kind of environment, it was, the rules were way different than what we see now. But the fact is, and the truth is, there just isn't the affordability with a dying medium of newsprint. Now, that's what the great thing is about radio. You know, we got all kinds of things working and we got all kinds of sources. I've talked about my great source at the Pentagon, and often we're able to get the skinny on some big things that are happening. But you don't need a source to know that the White House is sore, not happy with what's happened in the House and the Senate, losing the majority in both.
I said this number before, but I'm going to say it again because it's so significant. 69 House seats were lost, most since Truman, if you wanted your little tiny nugget of history. I wouldn't be psyched about that if I was the leader of the free world. I wouldn't be psyched because there is a thing called coattail. And when you're the president, you got an ego. But it's not about the ego. It's about what you do when you're in that office. And when you're the most powerful person in the United States, you want those coattails to be ridden. You want high fives. Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, it's amazing, Mr. President. I'm so glad you campaigned for me, Mr. President. Thank you. You want those thank yous. You do. You don't want to hear, oh, do you know that we have to go back in the history books and look to Truman to see anything that's been worse? And don't even start on the Senate. So it was a tsunami of red that left the White House red. If I was a Democratic strategist, man, behind the scenes, I would pull everyone together and I'd say, what, are you kidding me? What happened here? What's up with this slaughter? And then you have to face the reality of, it's not so great when you're the president, but sometimes you're like a king, because the king thing doesn't work for any of us. And that goes to executive orders, and it goes to some of the things that we felt many Americans were jammed down our throats. And this is Democrats, too. Democrats, Republicans, and independents. So that's why this massive shakeup. Massive. The polls underestimated the size of the Republican tsunami. And I agree with that, although the polls that we had here on America Tonight, we went through, and I went back and looked at this, at one point leading up to the election, we went through every poll where a Senate seat was at stake, because we were really looking at the Senate. In the last couple of weeks, there have been lots of polls, the poll of polls, the average of polls, you know, you name it. You name it. And it was out there. But as many people that predicted Republicans would reclaim control of the Senate, they underestimated just how big the midterm wins would be for the Republicans. Just how big they would be. So what does that show us? That no one could believe that that was really going to happen? Nobody could believe that we were going to see that number? I mean, if you even go back to the Iowa race, for example, if you went back to the weekend, and over the weekend, the Des Moines Register, which is the big paper in Iowa, had a final survey, and it showed that Joni Ernst, who once was castrating hogs on a farm, now is the first female senator from Iowa, had a 7-point lead over the Democrat, Congressman Bruce Braley. It's like they didn't want to believe it because the First Lady, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, the former president, all went to Iowa to help people understand why they thought Braley was the guy you needed to elect. They didn't have any star power, any sway to help Braley get elected. So there's a great test. I mean, there it is. They're saying 7-point lead, and sure enough, who wins? Joni Ernst wins. The paper showed it, but people didn't want to believe it. Like thinking it's just too high. There's no way. There's no way that she's going to, if she wins, there's no way it's going to be that much of a sway numbers-wise. But clearly the number showed that she was in the driver's seat because people were more interested. And you know what? She's 44. She's straight talking. She did the Iowa thing. And she served. So she served in the military. She talked about her farm roots and talked about her desire to stop what's been happening in Washington. I think that's what the people of Iowa voted for. I think that's why they went in that direction. Another thing that we talked about a ton on ATN was what was going to happen in the great state of Florida. For all of our Sarasota friends out
out there who listen to us and send me notes about what's being said politically. And boy, we have some right of right and some left of left. I don't think anyone predicted in all the batch that I read that Scott was going to pretty handily, in a sense, beat Charlie Crist for Florida. We weren't talking hanging chads, recounts, what county said this and what county did that, and do we have enough for it? No. Rick Scott got 48.3% of the vote to Crist 46.9%. So it was close, but not as close as originally thought. Seems odd to say that, doesn't it, when that number's pretty close. $81 million of ads. The candidates each just smashing each other to the ground, saying they were lousy, they were slick, they were shady. Lots of millionaires chimed in. So Rick Scott accused Charlie Crist of being a flip-flopper when people are down on politics, and that strategy really paid off for him, so he won. And remember, Crist is the guy who left the Republican Party, made an unsuccessful run for the Senate in 2010, failed again with a comeback as a Democrat. So because he lost, that means Republicans who control the legislature and all four cabinet-level positions are going to be dominant again in Tallahassee, in the Florida capital. But all the money that was put on this, all the fighting back and forth, all the comparisons, in the end, had Scott pulling out and pulling away from Charlie Crist, and clearly we saw that in some of these polls going in, stepping in to Election Day. That's why I keep saying I don't understand why people think it's so outrageous, because a lot of them we could go through and pick out the moment when we saw it turn, the moment that happened. And how about higher taxes? How many people want to vote for higher taxes? I really don't know anyone. Whether they're rich, poor, or somewhere in between, where they find themselves living paycheck to paycheck or working a couple of jobs, nobody was really jumping on the let's pay more taxes, because there were tax-related ballot measures. All right, coming up next, Mr. Scow.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Book, and this book is awesome, and now we got a movie coming out. Nick Scow is in our virtual green room, if there is such a thing, and he's the author of the book Kill the Messenger, which this new film is based on, that's coming out starring Jeremy Renner. It opens up, I think, this week, and it's the true story of journalist Gary Webb, who had the Dark Alliance series in the 90s, if you remember, that was linked to crack cocaine in L.A. and elsewhere to some other drug traffickers, along with the CIA's Contra Army in Nicaragua. Nick, thanks for coming on the show.
Much appreciated. Thanks for having me.
All right, so for you, let's roll back to Kill the Messenger and pulling that book together. Man, it must have been wild weaving your way through some really dark corners. What was that like, pulling that together?
Well, in some ways it was easy because at the time Dark Alliance came out, I was a young reporter here in Orange County, and the story had unfolded. In my neck of the woods, there was a ex-Orange County police officer that somehow got wrapped into this drug ring. So I had actually reported on it at the time, and you know, I saw what happened with Gary's story, how it kind of got out of his hands, how it got spun in different directions, and his career was destroyed as a result. So ultimately, when he committed suicide, I felt like, you know, this full story needed to be told, and that's why I decided to write the book.
Yeah, and when you talk about the full story, and you talk about ultimately Webb and taking his own life, was it just that he was overcome with what he had, you know, been in the middle of, or what was it that ultimately led to that?
Yeah, well, you know, Gary's story quickly turned him into a celebrity, but after the nation's biggest newspapers ganged up on him and then went through his entire career seeking to sort of discredit him, he basically got hounded out of journalism. He never worked in daily journalism again after that, and it led to a sort of a downward spiral in his life. And so my book was, you know, an attempt to kind of reexamine the story, what it got right, what it got wrong, and his entire career, what kind of a reporter Gary Webb was, and what this says about the state of journalism in America. And so, for sure, there were, you know, complicating factors that led to his demise, but the biggest event in his life by far was Dark Alliance.
Yeah. Nick, what do you think of the current state of journalism right now in the United States?
It's sad. As a, I feel lucky to be employed in print journalism, and I think the film actually really captures this very well. Just the difference between today and back in the 90s, when print reporting was still much more powerful an industry than it is now. And of course, Dark Alliance is one of the first big major newspaper exposés to be published on the internet, and so it kind of happened at a really interesting time. And things have sure changed since then. And it's very difficult for news reporters to do their job when they can't make a living as investigative reporters. We need more Gary Webbs and, you know, less gawkers, I think.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that, because investigative reporting, people, somebody would be just amazing. And there's a, I went to journalism school, and I can remember all the heavy hitters, and everybody picked different people that they liked. They liked their particular style of writing. And so many of us aspire to do that and have the time and the resources to do it. And that's part of the problem, of course, now, as you were saying, and with papers, they don't have investigative journalists so much anymore, so that's fallen by the wayside. But how much do you think that hurts the information that gets out to the masses, because those investigative reporters broke huge stories, and, you know, they would pursue it to no abandon, even at sometimes risking their own lives? And I think personally, some information now falls right through the cracks because there's no one there to catch it. What do you say?
I think that even at the height of investigating reporting, there were secrets that should have been uncovered that weren't. And so for sure now, where you have far fewer investigative reporters and serious newspapers and media outlets actually trying to do that type of work, there's much more that's secret. And so if it weren't for, quite frankly, these very controversial leakers like Snowden and Manning, for example, I think a lot of this stuff wouldn't be known to the public that we now know about. But those leaks did reveal, like, the level of abuse of you know, secrecy that the government has been perpetrating in recent years, and it was a total shock to the world because it had not been uncovered by journalists. So who knows, you know, how these secrets might have gotten out had the media been able to do its job more effectively. But a big thing about government secrecy is quite often not anything involving real secrets or secrets that are necessary, but just trying to keep the public from knowing about embarrassing behavior by our government. And for sure, Gary Webb, when he wrote Dark Alliance, embarrassed a lot of people and made the government look pretty bad.
Yeah, so you come along with, as we were saying, Kill the Messenger, and then you have Dark Alliance, now you have this movie. Did you have a chance to interact at all with anything to do with the movie?
Well, by the time the book came out, I was approached by the screenwriter who ended up writing the script, and so I worked closely with him, and also getting the Webb family involved in the project as well. And I was really lucky, actually, to be able to go on set once production finally started in Atlanta for a couple of days, and I was actually an extra because I found out that they were actually trying to hire real journalists as extras for the newsroom scenes, and so I pointed out to one of the producers that I happened to be a journalist and that I was available, so they were kind to include me in a couple of shots.
So was that pretty cool to be on the set to see that come to life?
It was cool. And in fact, I met other former journalists that had lost work that were actually getting work as extras portraying real journalists in film productions, which was, a little bittersweet. But, that's the way it goes. It was still very exciting, of course.
Yeah. And you said you're lucky to still be in the business. Of course, you're the managing editor of OC Weekly. How do you keep that pumping out there and people engaged in it?
Well, I mean, the main thing as an editor, which is a new position for me after being a reporter for so many years, is trying to motivate younger reporters and try to mentor them and kind of keep that faith alive. And when you do that effectively and when your writers are really invested in the stories they write, it's something that sort of keeps the spirit of journalism alive. And it is its own reward, I guess, is the best way to put it. And, I just feel it's a calling. Journalism is really something that I think, despite all of the dangers that it seems to be facing as a profession, is something that everybody who's involved with it should feel very lucky to be a part of.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. All right, you pumped out some more pulp, too. You also wrote Orange Sunshine and The Weed Runners. Tell me about The Weed Runners.
Yeah, so a big story in California over the last several years, of course, has been medical marijuana. And so Weed Runners is basically taking a look at how California functions in this underground pot economy and the kind of disconnect there is between on the one hand, you have medical marijuana activists and patient groups that are trying to get access for something that's legal, at least in California, now in other states like Colorado and Washington State, and where the real money is typically made, which is all over the country. So it's a very tricky industry to cover, for example, because when I pitched the book originally, it looked like recreational marijuana was, the wave of the future. Even in California, it looked very close to happening. And then all of a sudden, the Obama administration decided to crack down on the industry, and all my sources sort of went scattering a little bit. But it's certainly a very exciting industry to cover. And The Weed Runners tells the story through all these different characters of the last several years of the pot wars.
Yeah. And Orange Sunshine, what's that?
Orange Sunshine was probably the funnest story I've ever written. It was about a group of Laguna Beach hippies and surfers who basically befriended Timothy Leary. And they set up a big drug distribution network that took hash all the way from Afghanistan to the streets of Southern California and beyond. And they also invented their own form of LSD, which was Orange Sunshine, which was very famous back in the day. And it was kind of one of the last really mysterious groups of the 1960s that no one had ever really managed to penetrate. And I was able to track down a lot of members of the Brotherhood of Eternal Love. That was their name. The Rolling Stone magazine called them the Hippie Mafia. And, I got them to tell their story for the first time, which was really exciting to do.
Yeah, no kidding. So this, Kill the Messenger, the movie, have you already seen it?
I have, yes. I attended the premiere and saw it for the first time in New York on October 9th.
So I know you're not going to give us a thumbs down. Was it cool to sit there and see it? Was it good?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's a really, although it is a very serious story and a tragic one in some ways, the movie itself is actually very thrilling. You get to sort of follow Gary Webb as he discovers the secrets behind Dark Alliance and chasing after all these sources going down to Central America, for example. And then you see the aftermath of the story as well. So it's a really important movie, and I'm really glad that Focus Features made it, and especially glad that Jeremy Renner decided to not only produce this movie, which is how it got made, obviously, but also star as Gary Webb. It's one of his best performances ever, certainly his best performance since The Hurt Locker.
Yeah, I would imagine you had a chance to hang with him a little bit. Was he pretty cool?
Oh, super cool, yeah. Yeah, he's a very charismatic guy, and he really captures Gary Webb's personality very well. Having actually known Gary Webb, at the time that he was doing this work, Renner really got it, and it really comes across in the movie.
Awesome. Can't wait to see it. Nick Scow, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No! Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here we are back on America Tonight for your favorite segment. You know what I'm going to say? All you have to do is make a guess once we pick up the game of the week. Either side, what the final score is going to be. That means it is time as we round the final corner for Nail the Score.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Boom! Sounds like a gavel, doesn't it? The final nail. All right, so here we are, another week in the NFL. Nathan, with all his might, pulled out the brand new computer. Nathan, let it rip. Whoa, week 10 in the NFL, and our game of the week is the 49ers and the Saints. It kicks at 1 o'clock Eastern, 49ers and the Saints, both teams 4-4. It is in New Orleans. Very tough to figure out this team. You know, they started off a little rocky and then hit some high notes, and I thought Drew Brees was really getting it together. I mean, actually, I can't blame it all on Drew Brees. But then the 49ers get beaten by St. Louis last week. Colin Kaepernick, boom, right there, getting ready to score, fumbling the ball away. I'm going to give the nod to the Saints. The Saints are giving up 5 points because the Saints are at home, and before, they certainly have lost at home in the past, but you know they're 3-0 this season. So some voodoo magic. I say the Saints beat the 49ers, and the final score is 38-27. 38-27. Saints, when the Saints go marching home. Nathan Reeder, it is your chance to take a shot at nailing the score. What do you think?
Well, I am going to go with the Saints. My last roommate just told me that he's going to move down to New Orleans, so I'll just give it right away to them guys. What was your score again? Wasn't that
38-27.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, because I really have that crystal ball working for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll do a smaller version. Let's go with a good game at 21 and like 17. How about that? 21.
Yeah, it's 21-17. All right, 21-17 Saints. I love it that your roommate moving to New Orleans. Boy, it'd be fun to take a trip to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, New Orleans is a cool place. All right, Cop thinks it's lower, too, by the way. He weighed in with the Saints. Cop in New Jersey. Gotta love it. He's my homeboy right there in Camden, close to where I grew up. So he's saying Saints 24-21. If you want to throw in a guess, you can do it. You got to jump on the phone lines quickly or get that email in like our pal Sharon B. Get the email in fast or hit us up on Pal Talk, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Jack from Down Under. Do you like my faux Australian accent? It's lame, isn't it? I got to go visit him in Perth. We got to take this show to Australia, if for no other reason that I can get down a foreign accent and really lay claim to it, right? Because that's important stuff. So Jack says the Aints, and he likes the score to be 28-21. So far it is Saints across the board. Anybody going for the other side, the 49ers? Do I hear a 49er out there? We certainly have some 49er listeners. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Grim de la Grim. Hello, Grim.
Hey, how you doing, Kate?
Excellent. What side are you picking on this? Are you on the Saints or the 49ers?
Yeah. I picked the Saints 42 and the Niners 38.
42-38. So, hey, just like me, you're thinking a little more points on the board.
Oh, yeah. I think the defenses are going to really have to fight this one out.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's going to be tough on the defenses. Absolutely. 42-38. I love that score. How'd you like that landslide, Grim?
Oh, well, something I got confused, and I'm glad you did that journalist piece, was I got a little bit confused when they kept on saying Washington passed the marijuana. What is it? Where you could just freely smoke marijuana.
Yeah, legalized marijuana. On either ends of Washington, District of Columbia or Washington, it works. Yeah.
You're going to laugh about this because then I got to thinking, well, we're going to find out whether we got statesmen going up there or CPPs, career politician potheads.
That's good. I love it. Career politician potheads. Grim, you're hilarious. Thank you. That's a good one. There are so many pot jokes now, Grim. There are so many people flying around with, you know, on the radar and off the radar with hilarious pot smoking jokes. But the whole thing that's interesting about the legalizing marijuana is then people say, well, hey, it's legal in the state. I never tried marijuana. Someone says, you know, you only live once and it's their 60th birthday and we're going to take you to go have some edibles. And then people are practically passing out because they don't know anything about the pot strains, which are crazy. Some of them are so strong. You know, it's not the old fashioned pot. I mean, there is all kinds of strong weed being smoked out there and put into food. So people think it's just, this will be fun. We'll just, you know, I'll just do it this one time or for whatever. I'm going to go do it. And then they are zonked. I mean, not zonked. I mean, they are just gone. They don't know what they're seeing because they can't handle it. They can't handle it when they get something, especially food wise, where it's wrapped into food, because it's a whole different thing once you go in that direction. All right, nailing the score, the game of the week is the Saints and the 49ers. You still have a quick few minutes if you want to weigh in. Pal Talk, AmericaTonight.net or 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Colin Kaepernick with almost 2,000 yards and 12 touchdowns compared to Drew Brees, who has over 2,500 yards and 15 touchdowns. But both teams are 4-4. And this is a significant game for them, this 1 o'clock kick, because both of them need to go in a different direction or know that they're out of the playoffs since we're in week 10. And the 49ers want to bounce back from that awful loss last week. The Saints and the 49ers both at the 500 mark, and they're disappointed. I'm sure both teams are disappointed at where they are. And Kaepernick was harassed by the St. Louis pass rush, which sacked Kaepernick 8 times. That's crazy. He was getting nothing, and it showed because they lost. Now, New Orleans obviously knows that, and they're going to gun for Kaepernick and pester him, bug him, and work on him as much as they can. When you think of the amount of sacks and the slips and some of the things that happened with Kaepernick, that's one of my reasons why I said the Saints. I think they catch him in the end. 38-27. Don't worry, I know a lot of people have emailed. I didn't even go in that direction. I will record all of your guesses, and we'll see if anyone nails the score. Oh, wait, we got a last-minute caller, last-second caller. Can we slip him in? John, go for it as we trail out banging the drum. Who do you like, the Saints or the other side of this, 49ers?
Take the 49ers. We'll take it 34-27.
Nice call, John. You just got in. Thank you. 34-27. Woo! Nailing the score.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.